104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08. We're going to top out at 90 today. 63 right now. So would you let your kid have plastic surgery to prevent bullying? It's a very, very tricky question.
It is tricky, but I'm totally on board with it as long as it's not something like boobs or butt type of scenario.
Purely, well, yeah, I don't disagree. I was about to say purely superficial. One could argue any of this is superficial.
Right.
But at the same time,
I think if there's something like that type things, I think that could wait until they're 18. They can make that decision then. But I believe that ears or nose or...
Yeah, I got a text message that said something you said off the air. Maybe I'm way off base, but aren't braces a cosmetic procedure?
Yeah, and that's one of my main points here is that braces are just the same. It's the same thing.
Yeah. I got another text that says, when I was in eighth grade, 12 years old, my parents let me undergo rhinoplasty because I was bullied for my big nose. My septum was broken, so it was covered by insurance. I'm now 22, and I'm so thankful for it. Kids and even adults can be so mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to judge when you're not the one dealing with it.
Exactly. And all this, like you should, you know, parents should teach their children not to bully and stuff like that. Well, there's only so much you can control. You know, you got to do your best with raising your child so they can handle themselves, but there's only so much you can control.
Kevin's on the phone. How are you, Kevin?
I am well. How are you?
Good. So would you let your kid have plastic surgery to stop bullying?
I have, but not because I wanted to. Two of my boys were born with a cleft lip and cleft palate.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they have endured, Trey has endured 8 surgeries, Jackson 10 surgeries.
Wow.
So it kind of sickens me in a sense when I hear that mom's saying, well, my boy's ears, you know, and he didn't miss school. They put him through a surgery that he didn't need to endure. I really think that it comes from the parents where our children look at their kids and see there's something wrong with them. And it showed in her voice because she said, well, there's another kid in school. His ears are way worse than mine. So, you know, obviously she's saying that. She's pointing that out to her kid.
So you felt like Allison was, like, hypersensitive to it and that maybe it wasn't as big a deal?
Totally. I mean, I think it comes as a parent of what we perceive our kids as look. You know, out of my 4 kids, my 2 that have the cleft lips and cleft palate are probably the most confident in their appearance. One walks around with, like, super long hair, he's 10, and very confident, the 12-year-old confident. And, you know, my 10-year-old is very noticeable still, but, you know, ever since he's been a baby, you know, we've told him how beautiful he is, and that's how he's been raised. And so he doesn't know any better. His friends don't think any different.
And
most of the stare, the questions, come from parents looking at it.
Yeah. This is one thing where I'm totally on both sides of it. I get it. You know, I mean, palate is different, obviously. Aren't there actual health concerns involved with that, too?
Definitely, yeah, and we've done some revisions, too, so I'm not going to say, I mean, I get it. Because our society just depicts it that way.
Yeah.
You have to follow, in a sense, you have to follow society. You can't say you're beautiful and make your kids endure everything because of it.
Yeah. But at the same time, I get it if it is correctable, you know,
right.
No, like braces, you know.
Exactly.
It's not really a whole lot different than braces. That's acceptable, right. But going under the knife for something is not.
See, and that's my
point. It has
point.
A stigma. And
that's why I think that if they can fix it, and it's not a big deal to fix it. Fix it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
It's the same as getting braces. Like,
where do you draw the line on?
You're right. You're
no
right.
Boobs,
you're absolutely
no
right, Kevin. There needs to be a line.
And
it's hard. I can't draw. It's just like, you know, we say end of the knife, it's easy. It's quick. Well, boob job's quick, too. I know girls that get boob jobs all the time. It's quick.
Yeah.
It helps lots of women, not because they're a slut, but it helps with their own self-confidence. I know some girls that went through that.
Yeah.
Themselves.
It's a tough line to draw, but at the same time, like...
Obviously not a kid for a boob job,
obviously
though.
Not.
Well, obviously
but after
not,
they're
but
18, if they get a boob job, that's up to them. They're an adult then.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you for the call, Kevin.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Looking at the poll on the website, hot1047.com, on this story, no, it's not a responsible way to deal with the problem is leading the poll, 61.5% to 38%.
I'd
say yes. I just the people who are like,
different.
No, absolutely not. I would just say keep an open mind.
That's my thing. I think that you're
generic, getting a facelift, boob job, butt lift, whatever, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I get it there. If that's what's in your head for cosmetic surgery, but I mean,
but that's not what we're
like
saying
Kevin,
here.
Like Kevin was talking about, I mean, the cleft palate is not only for health reasons, but it's also cosmetic.
Yeah.
I mean,
so what if your kid was born with that? Are you not going to let him have
braces?
That?
Now, being a redhead, that's just.
That's awesome. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. If you were lucky enough to be one of the very few, because we are rare,
you
to
are
be
rare.
Born a redhead, that is awesome. And you
did
should
you know,
embrace that.
Did you know that people with blonde hair and blue eyes are a mutation? Technically?
Really?
I mean, when you get, I read that somewhere. Like, the blue eyes is a mutation that became a regular genetic thing.
Ah.
Like, so basically, I have mutated eyes.
Okay.
Thus, brown eyes are far more common.
I have blue eyes
so,
and red hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's awesome.
It's.
I love being a redhead. I used to get made fun of my red hair.
Everybody could come up with a story of someone they know. Who, well, they had giant Dumbo ears and never had a problem. Okay, well, sure. Maybe they grew up in a place where they weren't made fun of. You know, there's a lot of small towns. You know, the bullying sorts of things could happen in any one of them.
I have very white legs.
And
I
they
got
could
called
also,
chicken legs.
They could also not happen in some of them. You know?
Right.
So, I guess just be open-minded about it. Don't rush to judgment. I understand both sides of it completely. I can't say I would definitely... If Jackie had big, huge ears sticking out the side of her head, I can't say I wouldn't do it.
But I would prefer not to,
but I cannot sit here and tell you I would never do it. That's just me. Anyway, more of your calls and texts coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 823, up to 90 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Dealing with some people is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall.
I'm sorry, we have kind of a heavy show. I mean, we started off this morning...
Even on a jet plane.
Michael Clark Duncan passed away over the weekend, or yesterday, actually, yesterday morning. He was the big, huge dude in The Green Mile and Armageddon. Mm-hmm. I just watched Armageddon yesterday.
It's
that
crazy.
Was so... I didn't know about it. Like, I was working in the morning. The news didn't break until late morning. And by then, I wasn't following internet or anything. And yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't see anything until yesterday afternoon, later afternoon.
Johnny posted it yesterday afternoon. And I had no idea. And I just happened to watch Armageddon.
That's crazy.
And he's like one of my favorite characters in that movie. Whole Nine Yards.
Yeah, he suffered a heart attack back in July 13th, never fully recovered.
And he was a big man, mm-hmm. big man. And I remember seeing something on the internet about the world's deepest voice. How is this not in the running for deepest voice?
Even on a jet plane, I don't know when I'll be back again.
It is low.
Anyway.
He just wanted to give him he just looked like one of those guys you wanted to give a hug to. You know?
At the same time, he looked like he could tear you in half.
Yeah, but he's that smile.
And yeah, he was a regular on Craig Ferguson, too.
Like looking,
and
at
I loved when he was on there. He was so funny.
At the picture that we have on our website at hot1047.com, you know, that smile, like he just lovable.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm surprised he didn't turn into an action star badass.
I think he was just too lovable for that.
It's probably right. He was too big a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Because, like, even in the Whole Nine Yards where he was making it out to be, although, spoiler alert, Bruce Willis did kill him in the end of the movie. But
you haven't seen the Whole Nine Yards yet.
But that was to protect Matthew Perry's character.
Yes.
So he did it for the right reason.
Did.
Because he, Michael Clark Duncan's character, wanted to kill Matthew Perry. So, anyway.
Now that you know the whole movie.
Now, we've just blew the movie if you've never seen it, but it's like 10 years old, so I don't feel bad.
No, you can't feel bad. No.
We should do a thing called outdated movie spoilers.
Titanic.
Yeah. Well, that one was spoiled before you even went. The boat sinks, lots of people die.
Yeah.
And you knew Jack was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about The Notebook?
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
No.
What?
That sounds like music from The Notebook.
Now I feel like we should do Craigslist Missed Connections.
Oh, we haven't done that in a while.
I know. You play that.
Armageddon.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis dies in the end.
So sad.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, so it's been a little slightly heavy show today. Yeah, sorry about that. But
and talking about plastic surgery
and kids. And kids. Please vote on the poll at hot1047.com so we get a nice, well-rounded poll. 61.5% say no, it's irresponsible to deal with a problem like this with plastic surgery.
Irresponsible?
Well, that's the way the response is worded.
Oh.
Yes, I'd do anything to help my child, 38%.
I think that that was worded incorrectly, honestly, because I don't think it's irresponsible.
Well, it's basically yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't necessarily agree with the no answer, even though when I voted on it, I voted no, but...
I voted yes.
I'm open-minded. I wouldn't jump at the chance to do it.
No.
I'm open-minded.
I mean, that's something you would definitely put a lot of thought into.
I got an email from Heather said, when I was 15, I actually had breast reduction to stop bullying and being teased.
Oh.
I developed really young, between 12 and 15. Boys really seemed to notice. Yes, we would have. And the girls were not too happy about it either. And both sides bullied me a lot.
I can so see that happening.
Yeah.
And that would be probably a lot of it was more like sexual harassment type bullying.
Going through that, I would probably let my child get plastic surgery done if it was something that was affecting their self-esteem and making it hard to grow up happy.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it's not even necessarily plastic surgery. I mean, it's got such a, what is the word I'm looking for? A shallow connotation to it.
It does. And it's not always.
It's not always because braces are cosmetic most of the time.
That's my point. You know, even Lasix is cosmetic.
No, it's not. That's functional.
Well, you don't have to have that to see. You can use contacts or glasses. It is considered a cosmetic surgery.
It is?
Yes, it is. My new vision insurance covers 15% off of it. But up until not very long ago, it was not covered whatsoever.
Well, the thing is, the reason they probably started paying something for it is because, well, then they don't have to pay for glasses and contacts anymore.
Right. But my point is that, again, that is considered cosmetic surgery.
I would still, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I would still say it's an elective type thing.
Right.
You don't have to have it.
I got it done.
Yeah. And
heck yeah.
And what's on your face right now?
Glasses. But that was... 12 years ago, and it was because of my astigmatism that I'm now wearing glasses. So,
and yeah,
not a very easily fixable thing.
But I guess just to put a bow on this, just have an open mind when it comes to people who do this for their kids, because maybe their kid isn't good at handling it.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's
it doesn't make them a bad parent.
No, it's only so far that you can go with your kids and teaching them how to handle bullying.
And by the way,
you can't control other people's
kids.
There
is such a thing as bad parents, and there's also such a thing as people trying hard to be good parents and maybe not doing everything right. So maybe they didn't fill their kid full of self-esteem perfectly. Well, they tried.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just have an open mind about the whole thing anyway. We've got Dirk coming up. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
What's up?
Hi.
What up?
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The third Hobbit movie will be out July 18, 2014. It's going to be titled The Hobbit, There and Back Again. It's initially the name of the second movie, which has now been renamed The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Smaug? I'm not sure how you say that one, actually. S-M-A-U-G.
Smog?
I guess. I think so.
That's how I'd say it.
Okay. Green Mile star Michael Clark Duncan died yesterday morning. He was 54 years old. Michael had suffered a heart attack back in July, on July 13th. He never fully recovered from that. Of course, he was in Armageddon, Talladega Nights, and The Green Mile. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I got one more email that was very, very good from somebody. I'm waiting for a reply. This is going back to
the plastic surgery.
Yeah, I had a question I wanted to ask just to play devil's advocate. And when I get a reply, I'll read that email because it was an excellent story.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to cover all the bases before I read the email. Anyway.
Right.
So Let's see here. The Democratic National Convention is coming up.
Oh, yay. And so we're going to get a bunch of drops from them.
Listen to us on a regular basis. You know, we care about as much about politics as we do. What do we not care about? Lifetime?
Yeah, Lifetime TV Network. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good comparison.
CNN,
well,
Lifetime.
Hard.
I know. I was like, what do I really totally not care about?
Well, you don't care about Glee.
Right.
So
but
like
I was
that.
Looking for something that both,
that we
of,
both
us don't.
Of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, Glee crossed my mind. But
I care not to watch the Lifetime television network.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We care about politics as much as I care about Glee and Mel cares about the History Channel.
Oh, God. Snooze balls.
But I still like funny.
We do like funny.
And there is a video on President Obama's YouTube channel where he calls Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar. Remember, he was working for his campaign for a while?
Yeah.
Anyway, here is a clip from that video.
Hey, this is Barack. Listen, I need to know if you're on board. Okay, good. Because I'm counting on you. Everybody is. We have to get this right. So there's a lot at stake here. Just remember that I'm trusting you on this, and I'll see you there.
Dude, who was that? It sounded intense.
The president.
Sweet.
It's Harold and Kumar sitting on the couch watching cartoons and,
and he
eating
called
them? Cheetos. Yeah.
That was intense.
I found it amusing. A little bit. Anyway. Let's see here. There's another story I was trying to find and I can't find it, of course, because I can never find anything. Oh, yeah. We did that one. Never mind.
Okay.
Where is the one I wanted to do?
Oh, I love when you're prepared. It's awesome.
Drink. Oh, yeah. Here it is. I meant to do it at the beginning of the show and didn't do it. And I forgot where I had put it in. I knew I had it.
Oh, because the beginning of the show, we talked about my impromptu.
Yeah,
we
got distracted with that. And I forgot to read this story about, which goes with the Democratic National Convention, sort of, kind of.
Okay.
Last week, 60-year-old David Kapheim of Lake Park, Florida, was arrested for allegedly threatening to murder his girlfriend because, according to the police report, quote, he was very conservative and his girlfriend was a liberal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Apparently, he did try to strangle her.
What?
And she called police. She told them he'd also tried to kill her by driving recklessly with her in the car and laughed when she asked him not to kill her.
Oh, boy.
When the cops searched his house, they found papers that showed he was, quote, obsessed with Fox News and the Republican Party.
Okay.
He's in jail now for domestic battery, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief.
I hope they don't let him out.
Yeah, I hope not either. Because that goes way deeper than being a Republican.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's not that way because he's Republican. He just happens to be.
He's wow.
By the way, if anyone's thinking of sending us an email about anything political, just know we will delete it as soon as we get a sentence in.
Delete.
We don't care.
Delete.
Yeah. We make fun of both sides equally.
We do.
We try to be fair on both sides.
We try to
if
be
one
fair,
side is giving us more material than the other,
we
then
can't help that.
We can't help that. Nope.
That's not up to us.
It's not. That is not our responsibility.
You know, it's funny that, I mean, there's really very few things that we are political about. You know, like that we
well,
actually
stuff
ourselves
that relates
care.
To our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, we are pretty much
yeah.
just don't care.
Mostly not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, good talk.
The Hot Morning Show.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 8:52 up to 90 today. Going to be a warm one. According to a new study from the University of Bristol, bars should always serve beer in glasses with curved sides. Always. Ballparks should do this too, although it's hard to find a plastic cup that's curved on the side.
Right.
Why? Because
why?
People who drink beer out of curved-sided glasses drink twice as fast as people who drink out of glasses with straight sides.
Why?
Researchers say it's because when a glass has curved sides, people have a harder time judging where the halfway point is. And have even more trouble telling how much they've had to drink. And the phenomenon is not specific to drinking alcohol. People who drank soda instead of beer drank at the same speed, regardless of the shape of their glass.
Interesting.
So, or regardless of what they were drinking, actually.
Right. Not the shape. The shape of their glass is what
and
matters.
And that is so true. Whenever I have had a beer at a place where it's like the curvy Pilsner glass.
Yeah.
I always seem to drink it faster.
Interesting.
Because you don't think you're drinking that much. And then next thing you know, you're down to the skinny part. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
I still got half a beer.
Hmm.
And so then you take one more drink and now half of that's gone. Oh, I need another beer. Boom.
All right, bars, listen up then. Yeah. You better get some curved glasses.
I just made you a ton of money.
Cha-ching.
Okay. Now, I got an email earlier from a gal named Jess. This is going back to the story we were talking about with the
cosmetic surgery. Yeah. Oh, yes. Cosmetic surgery.
In this instance, I want to use a more politically correct term because plastic comes off negative.
Well, it would be cosmetic because they wouldn't.
And cosmetic isn't incorrect either.
Right. Right.
The email I got from Jess was, there isn't a surgery or procedure in the world that would help my son with his situation. He's a dwarf. And I have told him since he was very young that he will be teased, he will be bullied. There's no way around it. The upside is he knows exactly what it will be. He can't change it, so he needs to accept who he is, and others will eventually too. As a result, if anyone ever says anything to him, he tells them that it is who he is, and he is happy to be who he is. Sounds cheesy, but I swear, so much of a child's self-esteem is learned from the parents. The ability to brush it off, and I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
My kid is one of the strongest and most outgoing kids I know, and I am proud of exactly who he is and wouldn't change him even if I could. Now, when I read that last sentence, it made me want to play devil's advocate.
Well, I thought the same thing, actually.
I replied back to her and said, go back to when he was diagnosed. If there was a simple procedure to correct his condition, would you have done it? And she said, I would have, absolutely. The first 3 years of his life were hell for me and him, but he wouldn't be the strong, capable kid he is now if he hadn't gone through that. Well, that's debatable, but definitely see where she's coming from there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a cliche, but what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, and if you've been through stuff, it makes you tougher.
It does.
More able to deal with stuff. So thank you for that email, Jess. That was awesome. But yeah, go vote on the poll at hot1047.com.
I just think that there's a lot of hypocritical people
who would say, no way, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
And then they've never been in the situation. So
I think honestly, if you were put in that situation where it would make a big difference, like, for example, our friend Monkey that had her ears fixed when she was 10.
And says it changed her life.
Changed her life. She said she wouldn't, you know, she was, all the jokes stopped afterwards. And
yeah, up at the top under What's Hot, there's a link to the story directly, Surgery to Stop Bullying. You can click there and then vote on the poll.
And she received a lot of bullying. Her parents asked her if she wanted to have it done. She said yes, you know, because her and the doctor says it's the worst case you'd ever seen.
Yeah. And I got the other thing, too, that I will teach my kids is that usually the people who are going to be teasing and bullying you,
mm-hmm.
not usually or most of the time, but a lot of the time,
they're unhappy with themselves.
They've got bigger issues than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back to the kids that teased and bullied me when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are losers who I even saw in jail, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Later in life. So
definitely say a lot of those who made fun of me in high school are definitely losers.
So I guess if you can, like Jess said, if you can teach them to brush it off. And that's how I want to teach my kids to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, I mean,
oh yeah,
thank God my kids don't have any health issues of any kind or any, you know,
that's probably one of the hardest things to teach your children, is how to handle.
My kids do have exceptionally
teasing.
Large heads, but other than that, they're good.
but teaching your child how to
brush it off
is not easy. That is not an easy skill.
It's not easy, but the thing is, whenever somebody makes fun of me or made fun of me, the thing I learned, I think I was in like eighth or ninth grade. And someone made fun of me. It was like, for being fat. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I finally with...
There's no retort when you agree with them.
Right. You know, when I got called carrot... I got called way worse things. But when I got called carrot top, I was like, that doesn't even make sense because the top of a carrot's green. And then they were like, oh, yeah. And then they stopped with that. Because it's stupid. I mean, it just straight up is dumb.
Yeah. Oh, that's the whole song. I thought it was just the...
Oh, I know what you're going to play.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're funny?
I can't find it.
Yeah. Ha, it didn't work. She's my cherry pie.
Rest in peace, Janie Lane.
Embrace it.
Hot 1047.com.